I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thank you for joining me today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I am your host. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this Thursday morning. If you've been following me for any period of time, or you do retreats and events in your business or are thinking about doing them, we like to do this show for two reasons. One is we want to demonstrate that events and retreats are an amazing way to maximize customer value, but also to help enhance the transformation that we always want our clients and customers to get. Today, my guest is Jenna Nelson. She owns a company called Maverick Events. She's based out of Tennessee. And she has a lot of in-person events in her business. And that's one of the things that she helps her clients do. And we're going to be talking about kind of this unique niche in terms of maybe a vendor show, maybe a trade show, maybe a specific type of event that really helps your business stand out and why that's such a good idea, especially in today's world. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Outstanding. Please, if you would, just tell my audience a little bit about you and what you do.
Absolutely. So my name is Jenna Nelson, and I own a company, Maverick Events and Consulting. My background is about 15 to 20 years in corporate events. I came right out of college, started immediately in a corporate events company, and I have done everything in my career from very small, high-touch, 10-person VIP-style events to 25,000-person trade shows and everything in between, but all in that corporate business world. And so as I, worked through the corporate world and was working with, you know, some of these very high level businesses and even smaller businesses as well, what I really found was how much value there is for a business in hosting their own events, and attending events as well as, you know, maybe a sponsor or as an exhibitor. But truly as, you know, their own branded event programs, how much that can truly grow your business and what that can really do to set your brand apart, to get you in front of your audience, and to really correlate your brand with an experience. And that's the thing that we like to really help our clients create is this experience for their attendees. Because the way that your attendees and your clients interact with your brand and your business is really, really important. And a lot of times, you know, we're behind a screen or they're talking to you on the phone, and it's hard to really understand what a business is and their values and how they operate when you're not really involved with them on a day-to-day basis. And so events are a really great pathway to put people, you know, in your arena in a way that you've designed and you can control and that you can really just wow them with your knowledge, your brand, your expertise, all of that in one place. So I have really found such a huge value in helping our clients create these, specialty events, or maybe it's an event series, an event program that travels around the country. It just depends, you know, on the business and the client, but these programs really do, drive your business and drive that success so much further forward. And it's something that I really recommend for every business owner, regardless of the size. It's not something that I say, hey, you need to be at this level of revenue or, you know, you need to be doing this kind of business. There is something in the event marketing spectrum for every business that will really help you grow and take it to that next level.
Now, I love that you're saying this because in a lot of my conversations with business owners, some of them I coach and some of them I just have conversations with, you know, there's a lot of tricky thoughts around doing an event, right? And mm-hmm. I think when we talk in business about, and I'll just speak in general terms first, when we talk in business about having an event-based model or doing an event to go with your existing business for purposes of, you know, making money, getting leads, whatever it is, there are a lot of tricky thoughts around that, because I think when people think about having an event, they think about a Tony Robbins style event, right?
Sure.
And they think, sure, not only is that a hell of a lot of work, but that's mm-hmm. going to cost a fortune, and there's no way I'm yep. going to recoup that. So since in-person events is your wheelhouse, I love what you just said about the fact that, look, this is in today's world, you have to have that to be competitive and to really stand out. So what mm-hmm. do you say to the people out there who are sitting there thinking, well, that's just way too much work for me?
You know, the work is one thing, and that is absolutely what we're here for. We're here to take, you know, that kind of lift off of you. And, you know, beyond my company, there are tons of great event planners out there that can, you know, help you with that lift. So certainly don't let the work, you know, certainly I want a business owner to be operating in their own zone of genius. I want them to be working on their business. I don't want them to become event planners. I want them to, you know, work with us or another event planner to help them put this on. So certainly there's a lot of work. There is a commitment level. Obviously, you're going to need to show up as the business owner and be, you know, ready to, you know, embrace your customers and put forth that experience. So of course, there's, you know, there's some work there. But the ROI on the other side is absolutely worth it. And in terms of the expense, I would say 90% of the time we are taking these events and not even making them cost, but they are becoming revenue generators for these businesses. Not, you know, they are making money on the event, but then also obviously that leads into, you know, whatever else the business, you know, is doing, is selling, et cetera. But there are so many ways, you know, I know that cost can be scary. And first of all, it doesn't need to be a Tony Robbins style event. This does not need to be a $2 million event. Absolutely.
To people's minds. Sure. They think
absolutely. I totally get that. Yeah. And you know what? And I want you to get there, right? Like I want you to start with a small event and I want you to be Tony Robbins. I totally want that for you. But you know, it doesn't need to be that extreme, that expensive. But beyond that, there are so many ways that we can cut into those costs. Sponsorships are huge. You can almost always find other companies that correlate with your business or that are, you know, kind of in your space that are willing to come on as sponsors, just so that they can have a presence at that event. Maybe you get them to cover a happy hour one night and that takes, you know, that brunt off of you. Maybe they're paying a sponsorship fee and getting their name in your email marketing and things like that. So sponsorships are a great way to really dig into those costs. Another one is, you know, using the assets that you have, you know, depending on the type of business you have. If you've got a brick and mortar style business, if you've already got a facility, well, there's your event venue. Bring people to where you are. We want them in your office, in your building, if that makes sense. So there are a ton of ways that we can really, you know, dig into those costs. Some events charge an admission fee. Some don't. Depends on your market and what you're trying to achieve. But you can absolutely, you know, consider charging an admission fee, and, you know, recouping some money that way. You can work with, you know, the hotel properties that, you know, you might be looking at to hold an event and work, you know, with some kickbacks and things like that. So truly, you know, I don't ever want budget or the work to be a reason that somebody says, no, I can't do this. Because there are so many ways around that.
No. And I agree with you completely. But, you know, I just real quick before we get into what you do, what I'm really sensing, and we do a lot of retreats and events here in my company. Mm-hmm. Really, our sweet spot are the more intimate style that I call them visionary futuristic experiences. And, you know, our sweet spot is that, you know, 6 to 10 person type, you know, high yep. touch yep. type, right? You know, I've spent my career in the health and fitness space, and it to me, it's a no-brainer. It really like allows you to add something, not just really different, but makes you stand out from all the other millions of people that are in this industry, right? But what I'm really sensing right now, where the opportunities are what I like to call the smaller size events, the 100, 200, 300 person type mm-hmm. events, because I feel like you can yep. really not only customize those for your attendees and make them incredibly personal, but to your point, you can actually achieve two outcomes. You can make money and get leads from them at the same time.
Absolutely. That is always my goal. At the end of the day, I want the event to make money and I want it to achieve, you know, those long-term, you know, KPIs that we're looking for the business. At minimum, break even, you know, sometimes, you know, it does need to be a marketing expense and maybe it is, but it really shouldn't need to be something that you're losing money on or that you're necessarily investing, you know, a significant portion in. It really is something that you can kind of either make money on, which is great, or not. I have, you know, as a specific case study, I was working with a company several years ago. And when I came in, they were running 18 events a year, but they were going in their budget as a marketing cost. They weren't making any money on them. In fact, a lot of times they were losing money on them. But, you know, it was a marketing cost and it was working for their business. They were getting, you know, the notoriety and the leads that they needed out of it. And that was great, but they were losing money on it. And essentially in about two and a half years, we went from 18 of those events to about 43. And we went from a marketing cost in 2019 to by 2022, we were averaging $2.5 million in revenue just from the event itself, just from sponsorship, event sales, tickets, not even counting what it did for the rest of their business. Wow. Now, obviously, that is a huge, huge, I don't want to promise that to everyone. That was, you know, it was a great business model, but, you know, that can happen. You really can go from, okay, this is a small cost, or this is a small marketing budget, or maybe I'm making a little money breaking even, to, hey, look, this is actually another source of income for my business model. And the more sources of income you can have within your own business, the better. So,
well, yeah. But I also think too, to your point, and that those are all great points, but what I'm really sensing now, the more people I talk to, and this just isn't with my own clients, but other people that I know in the event industry, event and retreat space, is that people want that connection. People want that in-person connection. They want to be in the room with other people. They want to be in community. They want to have that safe space where they can bond. I mean, that's a basic human need. And I think that was one thing that we learned from the pandemic was that we're not meant to be behind a computer all the time in isolation, right? That these in-person events are such game changers for our own personal growth and development.
They are, absolutely. And, you know, I always say people buy from people. They don't really buy from businesses. And the more you can be in front of someone and have that connection with them, and the more they can experience your brand and your culture, get to know your employees, other key team members, and make them feel like they are a part of something, I think is really, really valuable. And you're right. You know, with COVID and kind of everybody turning to remote work, I think for the past several years, we've been more isolated than normal. It's been harder to collaborate and get that sort of like feedback in person from people that, you know, we're used to getting. And so many businesses and offices have gone completely remote. So team members aren't even working together anymore. So I'm seeing a lot of businesses where, you know, we're doing events for them where they're just bringing their teams together once a week and doing, you know, individual almost like retreats for their own staff once a week to really keep that culture up and that. And it's not like sitting in an office 40 hours a week, but it is really bringing people together. And I think that it's extremely valuable, especially, you know, in the wake of COVID and some of the changes we've seen since then.
So let's talk for just a minute about the hybrid business model. I personally believe this is the wave of the future. I really think that this is where we are going to see the biggest growth that's really already happening, not just in my industry, but other industries too. But when we talk about retreats and events, what are some, I just would love to know your perspective on, you know, how does the hybrid business model play into that?
You know, I think, so I will say, you know, hybrid events are difficult to run. It's hard to really match up the experience virtually with the experience that somebody might have live. So when we're talking hybrid, you know, I prefer to see where all attendees are maybe engaged in like a 1 or 2 day event. And then maybe there's a host, you know, live event component to it, as opposed to 200 people are watching online versus 200 people are in the room. I think that's a difficult, it's not saying it can't be done, but it's difficult. But yeah, definitely with hybrid, I think what we've all come to learn in the past few years is how, you know, 9 to 5 and 40 hours a week, you know, in an office may not be the way of the future and things like that. And with events, it's the same way, you know, bring people in, you know, for a one day kickoff, let them, you know, get to know each other, start that collaboration. And then maybe you do weekly seminars, you know, online, you know, for a couple of weeks and then bring them back together at the end. We've done quite a few things like that. I ran a mastermind program last year for a client where we did one quarterly virtual event and then one quarterly live event. So they still got, you know, 2 events out of the deal. But they didn't have to travel twice. And I thought that was a really great model. It still allowed them to get together, brainstorm, be with, you know, the coach, the educator that they wanted to be with, live and in person. But it also, there were some learning components that didn't require a venue or people to travel and things like that. So that's another way to really preserve your budget as well. Think about what is most valuable live. And that's generally, you know, your networking, your interactive, maybe your general session, but maybe some of those smaller breakout sessions or things like that, that, you know, could be done online. Maybe those are the ways you shave some costs off and you do those pre-recorded and, you know, produce them as webinars or something like that. So that can absolutely be another way to really, you know, manage your budget well.
No. And I think you're exactly right. And this is a lot of what I teach in my mastermind and in running retreats and events is that you want to have multiple ways that people can access you at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean multiple offers. That's one of the things I tell my business owners all the time. Sure. Look, you don't need 100 different offers. You need one or 2 offers and you can have multiple ways that people can access you, right?
Absolutely.
One of the beauties of what a retreat, having retreats and events in your business can do. It gives you that extra channel where people can access you.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit then about what are some of the ways that you help your clients with events in particular. What I'm hearing you talk more about are events and not really retreats. Is that right?
I would say we do a combination of both. I say, you know, retreats are, you know, specific for specific industries, whereas, you know, events and trade shows and meetings might be, you know, different types of meeting, different types of industries. So I think it just depends. We've certainly done, you know, quite a few weekend retreats, week long retreats. We've done things like that as well. So my process as far as how we help is one of the things that I want to do is I want to go in and look at obviously your business and what you do, but I want to look at sort of the white space in your industry. What are your competitors not doing? What are they not offering? Are they not offering any kind of live event? Are they offering maybe a meeting, but not a retreat? So I want to help you find that white space where you can be the shining star and make this event your distinctive asset. So maybe it is a once yearly retreat. Maybe it is a mastermind program. Maybe it is a trade show. It just depends on your industry. So there is no like set formula. It's not like here's the steps to your event. It's let's talk about your business. Let's talk about your clients, where they're coming from, where, you know, you always want to meet your clients where they are. So what, are they all regionally based? Where are they? What makes sense? So we really, look for that opportunity to just take that market share and say, nobody else in this industry has a 2-day retreat. So now we do. And now if you are in XYZ industry, you come to this retreat if you want that, you know, type of experience and that level of service. And I think that is where we see businesses go from business to brand very quickly and become that real thought leader in their industry.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically then people work with you as, and from a branding perspective, and then in looking at what they're doing is where you kind of figure out if a retreat or an event makes sense, right?
Correct. Yeah. We figure out exactly what that right fit is for them. Be it, you know, a trade show, a one day meeting, a mastermind program, whatever it is, we find that niche for them essentially. And then we put it together. And then, you know, we can go as far as the execution of it and operating it on site. Some businesses already have, you know, event coordinators on their team. Great. We're happy to help with, you know, the ideation, the contracting, getting it all together, and then letting, you know, your team execute on site, depending on what it is. But more often than not, we end up, you know, following them all the way through from beginning idea all the way to closeout. And then often, more often than not, they repeat. I mean, once you've found that event formula that works so well for your business, it's rinse and repeat at that point. You know, it's like, now this is every year, or maybe it's every quarter. And
it's a continual tweaking, because you always want to look at, okay, what's really working, what didn't work quite as well, how can we make it better, kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
Kind of a process that I do too. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellev8.com, and use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's often we find spinoffs too. It's like, okay, these people have come to this retreat 3 years in a row. They are obviously ready for something deeper, more in depth. So now let's create that mastermind, you know, program for those five people. So I think you see as time goes on, you know, how it molds around your business and where you can really add that value and create those experiences. Because the more experiences you create for your clients, the more they feel ingrained in your culture and a part of something, and they are less likely to stray off anywhere else because they are in your culture, and that's where you want them.
They want to feel like you understand them too, right? Because it is a journey.
Understand them and that they're included. Yes, absolutely.
So I have to ask, because I know that people in the audience are wondering, let's speak from a business owner's perspective first. What are some of the challenges that you've had in navigating a tricky subject like getting a client sold on doing an event, number one, and number two, actually putting it together so that it meets their goals and objectives from a business owner's perspective? What are some of the challenges that you've had with that?
Sure. So, you know, one of the big ones is there are many business owners that don't want to be the face of their business, that are nervous about being in front of their audience in that way, that are nervous about, you know, giving a keynote presentation if it's a big event, or nervous about hosting people for a 2-day retreat because maybe, you know, they're more used to being behind a computer and talking to people on the phone, and this is new for them. So for a lot of people, there's almost some media style coaching, some, you know, kind of how to embrace your audience and how to speak to your audience in that manner. So there's definitely some business owners that, you know, I say, hey, I think this is a great idea. I think this would be really great for you. You can speak on this and this and this. And they look at me with deer in the headlights like, oh no, I have to stand in front of a room of people and speak. And so that can be scary. I get that. And, you know, I always want business owners to show up in their business. I think the authenticity comes from the business owner and your key people, and making sure that they understand you and your story and how your culture works. So I always want that for a business owner, but I also respect that there are business owners that just do not want to stand on stage in front of a bunch of people and talk, and that's not their thing. So that's when we look at, you know, how do we leverage other key team members? Do we bring in, you know, keynote speakers? How do we do more small, intimate sessions, you know, with breakouts of 10 people at a time as opposed to maybe 100 people at a time? So we can work through anything like that. But I would say that's a resistance point that I get a lot, is like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be Tony Robbins. I don't want to be that visible. So that's certainly a pushback that we get. The other one I think is always budget. You know, what is this going to cost? How is this, you know, going to factor into my budget? There's always, you know, risks that come with events. What if no one shows up? What if it doesn't sell? You know, there's things like that are scary. And that's why, you know, having an event management partner, somebody that can coach you through it, help you through it, talk you through some of those. Okay, here's what we're planning, but if it doesn't go this way, then here's step B. Then, you know, here's how we circle back and change things. I think that's where it's really valuable to have, you know, a partner, a coach, an event planner in your corner who can help you kind of through those things.
Yeah, because I don't think necessarily you might be good at finding that for other people, but you also need one for yourself too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Every business owner needs it. Yep.
Yeah. So what about, from keeping your pipeline full of mm-hmm. clients who are interested in doing retreats and events? What are some of the challenges you've run into as far as that goes?
In terms of clients that want to actually run their own event?
Just a lot of people who follow us are also business owners, and they think, well, that all sounds but that won't necessarily work for my business. So I always like to be very transparent and open about some of the challenges that we have as business owners to, you know, keeping, our, you know, having our marketing work, and we want to be the product of our product, right?
Absolutely. And yeah, and I think that goes back to, you know, I said it already, like as a business owner, I want you working on your business. I want you working on the things that are in your zone of genius that are helping your business grow. And that doesn't mean that you should ignore marketing or running events or things like that. It just means that that's not the piece that you need to necessarily have your hand in so heavy. You know, maybe you need to be working on the operations and delegate this out. So I think, you know, certainly there's a concern about, oh, how much work is this going to be? It's going to take me away from, you know, actually running my business, from operating it. But, you know, that's what we all run into as business owners trying to scale, right? Like that is always the scary thing, is like, if I focus my attention on the growth, then what happens to, you know, what's already happening? So, you know, I would want to see a business owner make sure that they have a good support system around their business operations, and whether that's, you know, their key team members, or they're delegating for a while, outsourcing their marketing. You know, I want to be sure that everything that you're already doing that's going well continues to go well. I don't ever want to stop the train from rolling there. But I do, you know, I want to challenge business owners to think, you know, that as the business owner, your job here is to grow this business and to scale. And so pulling yourself out of some of those nitty-gritty operations pieces to put your focus on events or whatever your next move is, it's scary, but it's hard, and it's necessary to really, you know, take it to that next level. So if you're serious about becoming a brand.
How do you best find businesses who want to do retreats and events?
So I look really for, a lot of them come to us, and a lot of them come to us from referrals from other business owners that have seen that growth. I would say referrals are 90% of where we come from. But if I'm, you know, actively looking, I look for founders who are, I would say the easiest sell for me, so to speak, are those founders that do want to be Tony Robbins, that do want to be the face of their business, that
sold.
Do want, they're already sold, right? Like the person that says, I want all eyes on me. I want all eyes on my business. I want to be here. Those are the people that I'm like, events are your way to go. You need to be in front of more people. You need to be on the stage. And so those are logical candidates. Anybody who's like, yep, sign me up, those are logical candidates. I think businesses that are in an industry where there isn't a really good identified thought leader yet, like nobody is coming out and like giving good education on those subjects who isn't, you know, there's not like a key, I think in every industry, you can mostly kind of identify like who the top dog is, but you know, there's some smaller industries where there isn't that real obvious go-to. And if there isn't one and you're in that industry, then let's make you that go-to. And the way to do that is thought leadership. And by, you know, putting yourself out there through events, we get to that thought leadership a little quicker.
You just have to be willing to think about things a little is differently, you know, because if you keep doing the same way, nothing changes if nothing changes, right?
You're not going to grow. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I just want to ask you real quick before we wrap up about, I know that you had when your interview came in, you had a reference to a client that you had helped with a small trade show, like exponentially grow their business as a result of getting them sold on doing event. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So in this particular industry, there was not, and it is a small industry. There's about 6,000 people within that industry that own businesses in that industry. So it's not huge. But that's actually great because it's easy to target. And sometimes, yes, you know, that is better. So in this particular industry, there wasn't anywhere for all of those business owners to get together. And you could tell in that industry that they were clamoring for networking and they were clamoring to meet other business owners like them. They were looking for solutions that weren't easy to find. And there were all these vendors in this space who were having difficulty marketing to this audience because they're so spread out. There's not an easy distribution channel. They're not all in one place. There wasn't a trade show. There wasn't any kind of education for that industry. There wasn't any kind of trade show component where people could meet other suppliers and vendors. And so that's what we did. We put together this particular company, launched their own trade show, and they branded it. It was their expo, essentially. But then we invited, you know, all of these vendors to come in and showcase and exhibit and things like that. They paid sponsorship fees, which more than covered our costs. We made great money on those trade shows. But also it put their entire audience at their doorstep. You know, we took of an audience of 6,000, we got almost 3,500 of them. So well over half to attend this 2-day trade show. And there's no better ROI on that than having all of those people in one place. It was great strategic partnering with some of these other vendors, because then, you know, they were talking about, you know, this company in the same way that we were, you know, referring out to them. So it was truly just a win-win-win for everybody in that industry. Gosh. And it was just something that nobody had thought of, and nobody had thought like, why don't we put all these people together in one place?
Yeah.
But
that just goes to show you from what you're saying, even though it started as a small thing,
it did.
Right?
Yep.
Like it, look what it's given way to. And this is one of the things I'm
talking
about retreats and events. It's like, it's the one thing that can really like exponentially make a difference in your business.
It absolutely did. And I think that first year that we did it, this is the fourth year, this past year, but I think the first year we did it, we had somewhere around 400 to 600 of those individual business owners. And then again, last year, almost 3,000, a little over 3,000. So, you know, that is a huge amount of growth in several years. And just the amount of that industry that we were able to pull into one place. It's different when you've got an industry where there's like 12,000 different trade shows or events you can attend in a year. But if you're in an industry where there's only one a year, you're going every year probably. And that is such incredible ROI. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to have, you know, if you have an amazing way where people can connect like that in person, you know, and you're able to accomplish several business goals at the same time, it's just a win-win. But having like the right strategy and plan behind it is everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was just so many places where it helps, you know, at registration, we collected 3,500 email addresses that we didn't have previously. You know, that's huge. That in itself is huge. But then getting in front of them and, you know, they were all so thankful to have this event, to be able to get together, and the hospitality that it provided, that was so much good PR and brand awareness for that company. That's, you know, one of the shining stars that I always kind of call back to is nobody thought of it. It was not that hard to put together that first year, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and their business is so much better off for it.
No, I love that story. I just think it's just so important that we keep speaking into that, because what it's our belief that energy mm-hmm. is what's going to, you know, hopefully help reach other people and get them sold on the idea too, right?
Absolutely.
So what's your best piece of advice as we wrap up to anyone out there listening who's maybe on the fence? What do you say to them?
My number one thing is don't ever think that there isn't an opportunity and events for your business. I don't care how small it is. I don't care if you just launched a week ago and you don't even have your first client yet. Let's start looking at where we can factor you in. And maybe it's not holding your own branded event right out of the gate. Maybe it's attending events. Maybe it's sponsoring events, something like that. But let's start looking at that event marketing. I don't think that, like, when most people start marketing their business, they go straight to events. I think they typically go to email marketing, social media, things like that, digital, you know.
Yeah, but that's also what everyone else is doing, right?
That's what everyone else is doing, and it's not going to set you apart. So let's start thinking about it from the very beginning of where can we go with this business? Where is there a big opportunity? And let's see how we can factor events into that, because truly that in-person connection with your clients is you can't understate how important that is.
Oh, and I just love how simplistic you just made that point. It's like, let's not focus on the bigness, if you will, of the task.
Sure.
Let's focus on the other opportunities that are there, is because mm-hmm. it's going to put you in that right direction, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
That. Where can people connect with you, Jenna?
Yeah. So I'm at maverick-events.com. At Maverick Event Consulting on Instagram. And you can certainly just email me directly if you want. And it's Jenna@maverickevents.com.
Maverick Events on Insta, but not on Facebook.
Yes. I am on Facebook as well. Yeah. But primarily, we do most of our marketing through Instagram for social.
Okay. So it's maverick-events.com online.
Yep.
Right. And then Maverick yep. Events is Instagram handle. Are you on LinkedIn at all?
I am, Jenna Lane Nelson.
Okay. Got it. All right. Awesome. Thanks so much for talking to me today about something yeah. that I'm super excited to talk about too, which is always retreats yeah. and events.
Yeah. They're great. They're so good for businesses and just so good as an attendee too. I mean, who doesn't love attending these things too? So it's great.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So folks out there listening, if you would like to connect with Jenna, learn more about what she does and how she and her company can help you with a branded event for your business, or if you're not quite ready for that, but if you're looking for other opportunities, you can scroll down and find her website and her Instagram, her social media handles in the show notes so that you can connect with her. This is really how we start to create change in the world. We start talking about the things that maybe you might otherwise think are challenging subjects, or maybe you don't think it really applies to you. But I love what she said. There's always an opportunity if you're willing to look for it. So if you don't take anything else away from this chat, just know that there is an opportunity for you somewhere in doing retreats and events. And maybe it is just attending as a participant, but it is a game changer for your business. So please know that. If you're in the business of client experiences and you would like to be featured or have your work featured to our audience, please reach out to me and connect with me on my website at www.theallisonk.com. And we will be happy to begin the booking process with you. And on that note, if this episode has been really helpful for you and you would like to share it with a friend or a colleague, please just copy the link and forward that as a free gift from me. And if you like, if you'd rather, just reach out to me and we'll take care of that for you. Either I'll do it or someone on my team will take care of it for you. That's what we got this week for you on the podcast. As always, I'm grateful for all of your support. This is why we're ranked in the top 100 and why we're heard all over the world. It's because of people like you who listen, who subscribe, who share, who write us a review if you feel so inclined. But this is what it's all about. And every single day, I'm grateful for every single one of you that takes time out of your day to follow me and what we're doing. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.